kill him with Vicey. Why dot, I pop dudes be played. Broke a jaw first, they called me heavyweight. Man, I'm in the cake, better gon' give me space. Call me bluff, I let you clap first. Never been hit, but you could tell me it's blood turn. Yeah, you could throw dirt, mine's just real. Call you BBQ, you like the grill. Had some parties, not the type to kill. Get homesick, talking you to time and jail.
We in the big thing. Tenth game, we switch lanes and them hot things. Crack bottles with your dame, it's a Bronx thing. Hood niggas with no shame, that a pop thing. Lay it down, that's the game.
Ball out. And we like to switch cars, switch chicks, switch phones. We like to switch bras. Who you know that's hard as us? If you wanna ride slow through your hood like a garbage truck, my team hard to trust, cause you know it's money first. First money, getting money on the first. My flow dope, but I ain't talking about that stuff you do, man. I'm talking about that crack that I spit up in the booth. And I don't know you, dude. Don't try to play me. I throw bodies in the air like humans do frisbee. Fools used to tell me that I'm a problem with more heat for blackouts like Jay Last's album. I'ma show you how I'ma give you 9 like 50. Then after that, put slugs in your 5950. You must be silly if you think you messing with why. I ain't talking scrapping when I say I'ma shoot 5. You saw first with the 9 behind me. I like the grind, just like Jamaican party.
We in a big thing. Pimp game, we switch lanes and them hot things. Crack bottles with your dame, it's a Bronx thing. Hood niggas with no shame, that a pop thing. Lay it down, that's the game. We in a big thing. Pimp game, we switch lanes and them hot things. Crack bottles with your dame, it's a Bronx thing. Hood niggas with no shame, that a pop thing. Lay it down, that's the game.
Good evening, Dons and Divas. I'm your host, Rich Money, and welcome to another episode of GQ Palace Radio. Before we get started, I want to take this time out and thank the man up above, because without him, none of this would be possible. Now, last weekend, we had a spectacular show. We had King of Council with the General GQ question. We had The Truth in the building letting us know what's going on with him and his CD, Untouchable, and we played his exclusive track featuring T-Pain. We also had Stanley Epps in the building, an author from the Bronx, letting us know about his novel that's sweeping the nation, Respect My Hustle. You could get that book in Barnes & Noble and also Amazon. It's a good book. Now, if you missed last week's show, you could catch it on the archives. Go to www.blogtalkradio.com. You could go to Yahoo or Google it and punch up GQ Palace and check out those archives. This evening, we have another phenomenal show. We have Tashi Mann from Queens with the GQ General Question. We have 16-year-old Jay Lachey here to tell us what's going on with her since Tyler Perry, House of Pain, and some other sitcoms. We will also play two of her exclusive tracks from Jay Lachey.
Sun down, I always be around, every minute of every hour, still
All right, y'all. Like I said, I do apologize for the technical difficulty. As of right now, we have Tashi Mae on the air with the GQ General Question. Tashi,
hi,
welcome
GQ
to the
fam.
Show. Thank you, and I really apologize for the technical difficulty. That had nothing to do with GQ Palace. That had to do with the Blog Talk Radio Show. They wouldn't let us on a switchboard, so we had to call them. They had to go through all this computerized difficulty stuff to get the switchboard back up on the air. But I do apologize to everybody. But we're on the air now. They're giving us an extra hour. So instead of going off at 8, we'll be going off at 9 because they gave us the extra hour. Now, Tashi, I want to thank you for joining us tonight. Would you like to tell us a little something about yourself?
Well, I've been with the GQ family for a long time. I've been off and on.
We're not going to ask why, but go ahead.
I work in the mental health field. I've been in that field for 18 years. I'm a single mother with a son that's 16. And that's about it.
Okay, now let me ask you, what's your GQ general question for this evening?
Okay, I want to know, do you think that since black women are now on equal levels financially, socially, and professionally with black men, that the dating scene has changed, dating relationships and marriage, men's views on it?
That's a good topic there.
Because, you know, cause I have so many coworkers and friends and family, you know, women that are making good money, they're decent looking, and all of them are single, and all of them complain about the same things. Like, you know, men's views and their values have really changed.
Well, what makes you think it's about, well, sometimes an independent woman, I would say, do frighten some men, you understand? Because a man is usually the one who takes care of everything. So if you have an independent woman, it's like, all right, I either have to step my game up, like move back, don't deal with it. But let me do this.
See, but I think that's
Go ahead,
I think that's just how men think, you know, about it now. Like women, when, you know, they make a certain amount of money, we don't necessarily expect you to make the same amount of money, but it's just how men are supposed to still know how to be ahead of the household, even if a woman makes more money than them. You know, they're still supposed to know how to be the head of the household and to hold the woman down in other ways, and the certain respect that they're supposed to still have for the black woman.
Okay.
You know, now a lot of men want you to pay for dates half, you know, sometimes. You know, they expect that if they take you out on a certain amount of dates, you can contribute to, you know, the rest of the dates and stuff like that. Like, where's the courting at? Where's the, you're supposed to be dating the woman, supposed to be showing her that you can be the rock that she can lean on if she needs to. But I don't know. It's like a power struggle between men and women now.
Oh, okay. Okay, y'all. Phone lines are now open. Call 646-200-3838. Press 1 to talk to Tashi Mae, or just stay on the line to hear the show. Now, so thinking back, is there any, like you said, why did you choose this specific topic?
Because a lot of my coworkers and friends and stuff, you know, we would all be talking about this all the time. Like, yeah, it's a lot of women that's really working and doing stuff that's single. And, you know, where's, you know, the men that date them? And it's not like we're not even, they're not even, you know, out there dating and meeting people. They're meeting people, but it seems like the values have changed to dating now with men.
Well, like I said, well, all men ain't the same, because you got some men that don't have a problem dealing with that type of female that's real independent.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just the way it is. Because, like I said, I'm a man. I don't have a problem with my lady making more than me. You know what I'm saying? I have a problem if she's making more than me and I'm giving what I could give and she complains about it.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? That's my problem. But we have a caller on the line.
Okay.
Caller, are you there? Hello?
Yes.
Hello?
Sir, I didn't.
Are you there? Call out, are you there? Yes. Welcome to GQ Palace. Are you calling in reference to Tashi Man's general question.
What was the question? I'm sitting, just sitting and listening.
The question was, do you think that since women have become equal on levels, you know, financially, socially, and professionally now, that men have changed the way they date and our relationships that we have with them now, and even the way they think of marriage?
I feel like if a man's confident in himself and his lady makes more than he does, there shouldn't be a problem.
Yeah.
And it's a good give and take in the relationship. And I don't see anything wrong with a lady making more than her mate.
Yeah, exactly.
Some men do feel that's a problem.
So,
like,
because,
said,
you know, some men feel that, okay, instead of men, like, now, you know, usually a man courts a woman. He dates her. He, you know, he tries to show her, you know, him, you know. And men nowadays feel that when you go on dates now, women should pay half, and, you know, because we're equal now. If we want to be equal, then we should be equal on all levels, including dating. But that just still doesn't change that we're still women. Like, you can't change that. You're the man, and this is how, you know, this is how this is done, you know. This is how we're supposed to do it. I mean, when you know, if your daughter is dating someone, you wouldn't expect the young man to ask her to contribute to the bill when it's time for them for dinners and stuff like that, would you?
I think that would be an insult.
Exactly. But
you
now,
that would be an insult?
Yes, I do also. I also do. Yes.
I'm kind of old. I'm old fashioned, and if you ask me out on a date, and I am a lady, I expect to be treated like a lady.
That's right.
I don't have a problem paying for dinner or anything. But
exactly.
The
but there shouldn't be a limit on how many dates there were before. You know, I took her on 3 dates, and you know, she could have at least offered on the 4th time. It shouldn't be no limit on that either.
You know,
men do that. They do that also because they feel that she's cheap. Then it's not about a woman being cheap. It's about you courting her. You know, you're dating her.
All right.
That's
you know what? We have another caller on the line. Because we, like I said, that's how we do the general question. Everybody gets to say their say. So, Carla, are you on the air?
Hello.
Yes.
Yes. Hi, this is Deborah.
This is GQ Palace. Hello, Deborah. Okay, do
Hi.
You know the general question
Hi,
for this evening?
Hi, how you doing? You know what? Give me the question again, but I'm going to go with both the men's side and the women's side on this. Go ahead.
Okay.
Do you think that since women are now equal on all levels, financially, socially, and professionally, that the dating scene has changed with men now and relationships and even their views toward the marriage?
Yes. Things have changed, and it just kind of depends on the mentality of the woman and the man. I can make more money than, you know, someone that I'm dating, and it could not bother him 100%. I still expect him to open the door, pay the bill.
That's right.
You know what I mean? I still expect bills to be paid at home. You know, it should be my account, your account, and joint account. All money comes in the joint account. I believe, you know, once bills are paid, you know, we separate, this goes to savings. Here's your 100 for the week, here's my 100 for the week. When you're married, I really truly believe you're in it together, and it does not matter who makes the most money. And
that's
for the man. If the man makes more money, he brings a check home to his wife, right?
That's right. That's how it used to be.
That's how it
used to
be. Exactly.
Exactly.
That's the problem.
This is what I'm saying, yes.
Like that.
Okay. See, y'all, you know what? Like I said, we're going to keep it going. I have another call on the line. Call, are you there?
Hello?
Yeah.
Okay, I have a man on the line. Okay, what's your name? Who are we speaking to?
Good.
Who are we speaking to?
I'd love to hear what he's talking about.
Is it me? Is it my turn?
Yes. You're on the air. Who are we speaking to?
Howard.
Howard.
Hi, Howard.
Did you hear the general question for the day?
Yeah, I've heard it. Yes, sir,
okay,
I've heard it.
What's
the
point of you on that question?
I'm really not as surprised as I was before to why so many African-American women are single. To talk about money and then dating and marriage, to mix all three of those into one topic, I think is a little too much. Dating has changed, period. Dating and courting a woman has changed, period. Marriage has changed totally since my parents. That has changed totally. Now, you want to mix in money, you know, those are too many. But my general answer to the whole thing is that women have changed. You guys don't think you have, but you have changed.
Okay, exactly.
So some of the values and different things that you're looking for, or the things that you're expecting from a man, is coming from a place many of you don't even understand where it's coming from. When you grew up, you may not have had a father figure. You may not have seen someone in your life. So now you have these expectations of a man, but you don't know where that's coming from. If you had the privilege of having a father, great. But I'm saying most don't. So
that's where the values come from. These women that have these, that have seen back from then growing up, that they were in two family households, and nowadays it's single parent households. So
exactly.
there is something lost, because if you came from that two parent household and you seen how your father treated your mother, most mothers back then didn't even work. They stayed home, and the father went out and worked, and you won't even hardly see that nowadays. That's why I said the money issue, because money has a lot to do with a lot of marriages breaking up.
Yeah, but it's not really.
That is an issue in marriage that is, you know, can become, you know, the fact that y'all get a divorce.
I mean, there's
many
issues.
You have so many
issues
for me now.
Okay, let's go with one person at a time. Who's going to go?
Oh, I'll wait.
If I can intervene for a minute.
Go ahead, Deborah.
You were saying, you know, the thing is that you have so many single parent households now where the woman has to step up and play the man's role. So
that's
if she's
right.
playing the role for so long, then
but she's not a man.
She's not a man.
That's the point.
But she needs that man to step in and do at least what she was doing.
Yeah, but she chose to pick that man. Is that correct?
But you know
if that's
what?
That's the man she chose. It's up to her to choose the right one. If she chooses to stay with that man, then she accepts
exactly.
what he does.
And that's why
so
I well,
you can't
that's
blame
why they're single.
That's why they're single.
I date a lot of women that have more money than me. I have no problem with that. When it comes to the dating, it's about communication. Like, if I'm going to take you out, I'm going to take you out. I'm going to spend money on you or whatever the case may be. We go for a walk, whatever. That's communication. I'm going to communicate that to you. I'm not going to ball out on you. I'm not going to spend all this money on you either with expectations. I'm not going to have any of that. I'm going to communicate to you.
Well,
if I want something from you, I'm going to tell you what I want from you. I'm not going to assume it through a date or courting of that nature. You've got to communicate, and I think that's the problem. While too many
dating
people
isn't
are
always spending
things,
money.
Right, but it's
exactly.
assumptions of
that's
what's
right.
supposed to be
that's
happening.
That's right.
So you got to communicate exactly what that is going to be, what the situation is going to be.
Right.
I think
that's why you have a certain level of women dating a certain level of men, and you have a certain level of girls dating a certain level of boys, because boys
yeah.
have to graduate to men. So you can't. I mean, if
yeah.
you have the best of, but I understand what you're saying. But
I love it when
you
y'all
know,
separate girls and women, because
it is a difference.
Can
I say this?
But you know
let
what?
Me say this.
You
it is also a difference with the men. It doesn't matter on the age, because I've met some men that are very mature in age and not in mind. You know, and I'm like, did they get stuck at a certain age?
You
know,
well,
I just
you know
think
when
just,
the boy approaches, when the boy approaches the woman for a date, then there's a problem, because he's like, oh, she make more money than me. She looking down on me because of X, Y, and Z. Well, no,
yeah,
I need you to come on
exactly.
up to my room. I need you to be a man
if he feels that way.
Okay,
I'm sorry.
And also, possibly too.
Wait,
you know, it's not just
hello?
A financial thing. Yes.
Hello.
We have another call on the line. We're going to bring them in also to hear what they have to say. And Deborah, that was Deborah.
Yes, that was Deborah.
Okay, we're going to bring that caller in. We're going to hear what they have to say. And then, Deborah, we're going to finish with what you were saying. Bring that caller in the line,
okay.
please. Caller, are you there? Hello?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay.
This is Tanya.
You heard the general topic for the day?
Yes.
Hello?
Yes, I heard the topic.
Okay. Do you have,
I'm here.
What's your point of view on it?
My point of view is this.
Who was the new caller?
I have no problem in treating him good. It's nothing for me to pick up a phone and say, let's go to dinner. It's on me. You know, I feel like this. If he's confident within himself, he doesn't have a problem with me making more money than him if he's my man.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a camper. I'm a giver. And so, like I said, if he treats me good, I'm going to treat him good. I don't
mm-hmm.
expect it's a 50-50 thing. I don't expect him to do everything for me. I want to do things for him, too.
Okay,
when
we start saying the 50-50 thing, they start getting carried away with that.
No. A man, whoa, rewind. Wait a minute. No, what it is some females, when they do for a man and they get tired because they don't dealt with him for so long and he don't have as much as they want him to have, they start attacking him, mentally abusing him. That's what a lot of females do that make more money than a man.
No,
so maybe
I don't.
That's another reason. Yes,
well, those
you
are
have
the
some
girls
females that
do something like that.
But then if
well,
I
you know,
die,
they still are independent women making more money than them. You understand? They still independent. They still making more money. How their mentality is, that's on them. But there are females that does that.
And that's why it's time for a man to pick up and go find him another woman because she's not supporting him. It has to be halfway, 50-50.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but a lot of females don't see it like that. That's why a lot of men do what they do. You understand? Like she
that's
asked,
right.
Why does men, it's in a way, she's saying, men are scared to deal with an independent female that makes more money than them. You understand? Some men are not scared. They just don't want to deal with the attitude sometimes or the coming back at them or getting things thrown up in their face. They think that they can't do. It's just that they're not doing enough for them.
Okay, can
that's
I ask
no,
like
it's sometimes it's that. Sometimes it's not what you do, it's how you do it and the way you do it. Like the lady was saying before, you know, how we was raised in a two-parent household and when the man left, you know, a lot of women became independent. Not that you became a man, but that you had to learn how to do everything by yourself. You know what I'm saying? You had to learn how to live in a man's world. So we had to get the same jobs as y'all and had to be able to do all that stuff. But that didn't mean that we want to be men. You know what I'm saying? Or not be treated as a woman. We start losing that essence, I think, after a while with the I want to be on the same level as you and everything. We're still not on the same level. We can never be, really on the same level. I'm always going to be a woman. You're always going to be a man. Nothing is ever going to change that, you know?
Okay.
Can I ask a question?
We have another. Mm-hmm. Okay, go with the question. Go ahead.
Real quick, what if there was a switch role where you had this man out there making these six figures and he come home to a messy house, kids not, you know, homework not done, food not cooked. What
exactly.
Reversal. You know, people
exactly.
always want to talk about women with attitude.
Yes.
What if we don't have no attitude? What if just what you want us to do isn't done?
Exactly.
Okay,
we know our roles, so everybody has to know their role to play. Yes.
Okay.
Right.
Every man knows their role. You got some men that do that, and they do get upset about it.
Okay, let's talk about the social issue, the social too. If a woman, like a single woman, if I date more than one man, that's not going to be looked at, you know, okay. But if a man does it, nowadays women are doing it though. But if you're dating a man and you let him know that I'm dating several men, it's a problem. He's thinking of you as, but that's because the dating scene has changed.
No, that's because a woman is supposed to carry carry herself in a certain way. A woman's body is considered precious. A woman's body to a man is his. That's his. You want to say that's
it's
the way
not
it goes
his
back
until he gets it. It's
thing.
Not his until
No. If you marry, all right, let me explain.
No, we're dating. We're single dating.
Not
single.
But you put a ring on it.
That's a part of life.
That's
but
right.
Women, listen. I'm not going to lie to you. Us men, we got it good on double standards. I'm not going to lie to you. It's a lot of double
standards
on y'all women when it
yes.
comes to that. But that's the part of society. You understand?
No, that's
just
a
like
part
that.
Of men's society, and that's what I'm saying. If it's going to be 50-50, you can't flip it. When your society says...
Wait, where are we at? Wait, let's just explain to y'all. Y'all trying to flip it from the man, from the woman, to the man now. You understand? That's not cool. That's what y'all try to do. Now,
Rich, that's why I was saying I agree with the men in a certain point. I agree with the women. But you can't loop all women together just like we can't loop all men together. But there
exactly.
are some out there
exactly.
like you're describing. There are some
mm-hmm.
women out there like you're describing. And there are some men out there like we're describing.
Exactly.
Bottom line is that's why we're selective in who we pick, because we don't want to be matched up with the brother that don't want to go to work. And
exactly.
We don't want to be hooked up with the woman that don't want to clean. So that's why we're selective. There's more of us single parents being selective than it is men. So they can move on. We still stuck with the kids trying to find that man to help.
That's right.
I could go with that. I could vouch for that. I could go with him. You understand? I'm not going to argue with you on that. No, I definitely agree with that. Tasi.
Mm-hmm.
Tasi. Would you like to say your final thought on this topic?
Yes. Thank you all for giving me some insight. I wish we had even more men on here to see why this has changed. You know, this dating scene has changed so much. But I like to hear. I like everybody's views tonight.
All right. I want to thank all y'all for calling in. Tasi, I want to thank you for joining us tonight on this segment.
Thank you.
I do apologize again for technical difficulty, and I appreciate y'all staying on the line and being patient about it. Tasi, is there any shout-outs you want to give or anything like that?
No. Just shout out to my DQ family. That's about it.
Anybody else want to give any shout-outs while you're on the line? It's like you took a minute to think about it. Well, no, ain't nobody I want to shout out. No.
Can you hear me? I want to give a shout out to all the beautiful ladies that lives in Savannah, Georgia. That's where I'm calling.
Oh, you're from Georgia. Okay.
Oh, okay.
Wow.
Everybody from Georgia on the line. Can everybody, before we end this segment of the show, can everybody like to say where they're from? Okay, who said they're from Georgia?
Yeah.
Who's from Georgia?
My name is Arthur Tommy D. Simmons, and I'm from Savannah, Georgia.
Wow.
It's a pleasure to be on
the show. We appreciate you coming in. Who else is on the line?
Deborah Good.
Deborah Good. Deborah, where are you from?
Deborah Good is from the Chi-Town.
Oh, wow. Okay. Oh, we got Chicago in here, too. All right.
Yeah.
I don't know what happened to Howard. I don't know. But Howard, if you're listening, I'm going to get you. Maybe your call dropped. I'm going to let you slide because I was told by my switchboard operator.
On you. He was like, I can't take
dropped.
It.
So, I was told by my switchboard operator. His call had dropped. So, it's all good. But I do appreciate you, Howard, also tuning in today. And I really thank y'all for joining us. I hope y'all come back next week because we don't have some, it's a general GQ question every Friday from 6 p.m. to 6:30 p.m. We just had some technical difficulty with the Blog Talk radio show. But it's normally from 6 p.m. to 6:30 p.m. And I would love for y'all to come back and give y'all point of views on the topic, Okay.
Will do. Will do.
All right. Coming up next, we have 16-year-old Jayla Shea. And to set it off right, we're going to start it off with her track, her intro track, just to hear her vocal tunes. She's going to tell us what she has to say after being on House of Pain, Lottery Tickets, and other sitcoms she had played in. Excuse me. So coming up right now, what we're going to do is play Jayla Shea intro, GQ Palace, Love and Entertainment. It's butter, baby.
This is a GQ Palace exclusive.
You're easy on the eyes, and you dress nice from head to toe. You got your hair glued looking nice, you just might be special.
I really like your style, and I love the way you smile.
Gives me the butterflies whenever he says hi. No way I can let you get away.
Close to you.
You're my stereotype, and I hope I get tired. I really feel you.
You can be my baby, my baby, my closest friend. Does it feel so right today?
I like pretty brown skin, kind of tall, kind of
right, y'all. Welcome back to GQ Palace. And up in what we who we have right now is 16-year-old Jay Lachey. Jay Lachey, welcome to GQ Palace.
Thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
Yes.
16 years old. You have a lot going for you right now. You know, I am very honored to have you on the show. You are a very talented young lady.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
You know, now, all this started when you was like 3 years old.
Right.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And that's when you were discovered by talent agents and top models. Did you think 13 years later on down the line you would be successful?
I did not. I'm amazed at all the opportunities that I have been given. One thing I can say is that I'm truly blessed. Looking 13 years down, 13 years ago, I did not expect any of this to happen. But like I said, I am truly blessed, and I'm thankful for it.
Well, that's a good thing. You are blessed. You are very blessed. You know, and that's a good thing. You got your moms and support. We have moms on the line, don't we? Do we have moms on the line?
Yes.
Oh, okay. We also have Jayla moms on the line also. Moms, let me ask you, how did you feel, you know, having a successful child of yours? What's the feeling like, you know, just the...
Well, it's a good feeling. I have two of them.
Oh,
I have one
that's
24,
that's how you do it.
I've been doing it for years. I've been doing it since my son was 11, and he's 24, so you can add it up.
Okay. You got to get him on the line. You don't want to tell the truth. We're going to have the whole family on here.
that's what
good.
I love to
good
do, entertainment. Mm-hmm.
And that's good, because you have some very talented children, and I honor you on that. You're welcome.
Thank you very much.
All right. You're welcome. Jay Lachey.
Yes.
You was on Lottery Ticket. You was on Mean Girls 2. You was on House of Pain. You was on a couple of sitcoms. How do you fit all that in with school and, you know, your friends? How do you fit that in with that?
Well, you know, I'm homeschooled, so, you know, pretty much everything is balanced out. Of course, I have free time for my friends, but, you know, sometimes I might be in the studio or I might be busy, you know, doing something, so I can't always hang out with my friends. But most of the times I always, you know, try to balance things out and, you know, try to have some fun, too, in the meantime while, you know, recording or, you know, I might be on a movie set.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I still, you know, I still find time to hang out with my friends and still have fun.
That's good. You should make that time in between. That's a good thing. How did it feel working with the big celebrities? How did that feel with the celebrities?
It's unexplainable. It felt amazing. Like I said, I didn't think any of this would happen. I didn't expect it to happen, like, you know, really, really soon. So, you know, I was shocked, but, you know, I'm happy. It was amazing working with them. This is what I love to do. So yeah, it was just amazing. I was excited.
It was like a blink of the eye, right?
Right.
So it was like,
yes.
Mom, wow, okay. Okay. You
exactly.
You were even on some reality shows.
Yeah.
Right? Okay.
Yes.
Tell us a little about that.
Okay. Back in 05 or 07, I can't remember which one. But I was 11 years old. I filmed VH1's Next Child Star. And I was a contestant on there. It was so much fun. It was a great experience as well. Also, another great opportunity. Let's see, we flew in from Cleveland, Ohio to L.A. And that was my first time going to L.A. So imagine how that was. I was so, I was so happy. L.A. is a beautiful place. So, yeah, I had a great time filming you at. And, you know, like I said, the food was great. So, you know.
You think the food was great? Yeah, they look like they be doing it on those sets, too. Was you there, Mom?
Yeah, she's an eater.
Was you there at the time when the food was on the set? Because I surely would have been right there with her, right by her side. Can you Okay. Hey, Lachey, let's talk about your music career. You know, I want to play one of your singles. But
okay.
Before we get into that,
uh-huh.
Tell us a little something about Tweet Me a Kiss, because that's the track I want to play.
Okay. Well, Tweet Me a Kiss was written by me. It was one of those days. Actually, I wrote this song when I had nothing else to do. I was bored. And, you know, I wanted to make a song about, you know, a social network, something that's really popular today, because I feel like, you know, a lot of girls my age will be able to relate to this song. And, you know how teens nowadays, they have that little internet connection. You know how that goes. So I'm like, well, let me sit down and let me write a song that, you know, that can kind of relate to a lot of teens my age. So I came up with this song.
Okay.
Went to my producer, he produced it, and, yeah, it became a hit. The rest is history.
Oh. Yeah, because it really is. All right, what we're going to do, we're going to get into that single by Jay Lachey called Tweet Me a Kiss. Phone lines are now open. Call 646-200-3838. Remember where you heard it first, GQ Palace, Love and Entertainment. It's butter, baby.
This is a GQ Palace exclusive.
Sitting in class, couldn't answer my cell phone. Did you left the room, so I jetted to the bathroom. Tried to call you back, but I waited too late. Don't stand me up for an internet date. Straight off the bus, then I'm headed to the mall. Picked out a few things, looking pretty for ya. Get myself together while you waiting on me. Call you on Skype, I'll be on a
to the track, and uh-huh. You have a beautiful voice.
Thank
now, you
so much.
Now, you explained to us about how you wrote that song and everything.
Uh-huh.
It's like, it was something that just came to your mind at that present time, and you was just sitting
yes,
there and was like, just tweet me a kiss? The title is like, it's a unique title. It's a very unique title. And I guarantee you, because my kids listen to the show, and I would be hearing them say, tweet me a kiss. I guarantee you, I will hear them say, tweet me a kiss. It's like, oh, that's man, it's amazing. You have a very beautiful voice.
Thank
now,
you.
Let's talk about your songwriting. Do you actually remember how old you was when you wrote your first song?
I believe I was 11 or 12. I actually remember the first song I wrote.
Oh, you sure?
It was pretty good.
Okay, I don't doubt it. Believe me, I don't doubt it. I heard all your tracks, and I don't doubt it. And for you to sit there and write that song at a young age, that means you was already, since 3 years old, you was ready. But for you to sit there and write these songs like that, it's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
It's really amazing. Now, I have a caller on the line, but I also want to let the callers know, because my line, the lines is lit up, but I want to let the callers know, when you call 646-200-3838 to speak to Jay Lache, you have to press 1. If you don't press 1, you're going to automatically go straight to the show. Remember, you have to press 1 to speak to Jay Lache. Caller, do we have a call on the line?
Yes.
Hello? Yes?
Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Can you hear me? Hello?
Yes.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
Who are we speaking to?
Star from the Bronx.
Star. Oh, hey, Star. How are you?
Hi, Star.
I'm fine. Hi,
Jay.
Yes, I want to tell her that I like her song a lot, and it's something that I would actually be listening to.
Thank you.
Okay.
I wanted to know how you get your ideas to write your song.
You know what? I think basically just anything that comes to my mind, you know, like if I'm feeling sad, if I'm feeling happy, whatever is on my mind, I write it down. You know, I write down concepts every day. Song ideas every day. Whatever comes to my mind, I write it down. It goes in my BlackBerry.
Okay. Well, you're doing a very good job, and it is something that I will be listening to.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Star.
Right.
You're welcome.
You have a good day. Thank you for calling GQ Palace. Now, that young lady that just called in, I had no idea she was calling. Okay, just to let the audience know, that was one of my daughters that I said will be listening to your song. I have no idea she was calling in. And thank you for calling, Star.
Yes,
I had no idea she was calling. We have another caller on the line, but I do thank my daughter for calling in. She is going to listen to your song. She's gonna drive me crazy with the tweet, tweet, tweet. I'm going to tell you now that she's going to be living and dancing and everything else. But we have another caller on the line. Carla, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Who are we speaking to?
We are speaking to Tiana from Cleveland, Ohio.
How are you doing, Tiana?
Hey, Jayla.
You have a question for Jayla Shea?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead. Go ahead with
I
your question.
Know. Okay. I want to know how you first got started, you know, being a singer and stuff.
Well, how I first got started, at the age of 6, I realized I could sing. So, you know, from there I was performing, like, at local talent shows, local, you know, events at the malls and things like that until, you know, I got myself out there. But, yeah, that's how I started just, showcasing my talent to people. At local talent shows and, you know, local events.
I like your music also.
Thank you. You have a great voice. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
I definitely appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you for calling. All right.
All right, bye-bye.
Jay Lache. I just love the way that name sounds. You was at So Def Recording Studio, the main Dupree.
Yes.
How was it being in one of the biggest producer studios with some of the biggest name in the music industry recorded at?
It know, it was really, really amazing and shocking at the same time because I didn't even know I was going there.
You didn't know he was going.
No, I didn't know. I thought I was just going to like a regular studio, you know, getting ready to put down some tracks. I didn't know I was going to Soko Def Studios until I seen the name. I'm like, oh, okay. But yeah, it was really amazing once again, you know, just to be somewhere like that. You know, I felt very honored and very humble because, you know, a lot of people, you know, they can't get there. And, you know, it's really hard. So I was very humble. I was very excited and thankful for everything.
Oh, okay. Wow. You have a lot going for you at such a young age. We have another caller on the line for you.
Okay.
Caller, are you there? Hello?
Yes. Hey.
Hey,
this is Lynn calling.
Hi, Lynn.
Hey, how you doing? Good to actually speak to you. I see that you're really popular on Twitter, Facebook, and I heard some of your music on Reverb Nation, so like you really are talented and good.
Thank you so much. I definitely appreciate the support and love.
Definitely. I just have one quick question. So, what's next for you? Like, you were on Lottery Ticket, right, and other movies.
Yes.
So, like, what's next for you? Like, anything coming up that we should look at?
Yes.
Look.
Mm-hmm. I'm working on, I can't really say too much, but I'm working on an upcoming movie. It should be out early next year. And I'm definitely working on my music, you know, putting out more tracks. Of course, you know, that never stops. And I'm working on my mixtape, which should be coming out early next year as well.
All right, then. That's cool. It's cool. By the way, you're really gorgeous, by the way. So I'm glad to actually meet you. So, yes, definitely. I would definitely look forward to you, and I just want to wish you good luck, and just stay humble, stay focused, and I know you will make it. Go to the top.
Thank you so much.
All righty. You're welcome.
All right.
Thank you for calling.
No problem.
We have another caller on the line for you. Caller, are you there?
Yes.
Okay, who are we speaking to?
I want to speak to, my name is Dayon.
Dayon.
Hi, Dayon.
Do you like
saying? Hi. Rivers.
Okay, you want to speak to Jay Lachey?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead. She's listening.
Hey, Jay Lachey. I love your new song, How Can I Go About Getting Your CD?
Well, I don't have a mixtape out yet, but you can listen to my music online on Reverb Nation and on my Facebook and MySpace. My mixtape will be coming out early next year, so you can be on the lookout for that.
Okay.
Thank you for calling.
Got a big fan base going on here. Okay. Jayla, if you had to pick one career... If you had to pick just one career out of all the ones that you're doing, which one would it be?
Definitely, hands down, singing. Because, you know, singing is my passion. It's my heart. When I sing, like, everything else is blocked out, you know? When I record music, everything else is blocked out. Singing is definitely my passion.
Okay. Well, you know, at this time, I want to play another track from you called Right to Left. Would you like to explain that track to the audience?
Yes. Right to Left is more of a slow jam. I've been told it's a very mature song, you know, because, you know, most 15, 16-year-olds aren't doing, like, you know, Janet Jackson feel songs like this. So, yeah, it's definitely a Janet Jackson feel song. It's a slow dance song. You can slow dance to it, you know, whatever. And it attracts young and old.
Okay. I like the way you
and
put
I also
that.
Wrote this song.
Exactly. You wrote that song also?
Yeah.
Well, we're going to talk about the materials that you wrote because, you know, maybe you could write me a little something, you know.
I got you.
Yeah, you know, right. All right, y'all. Dons and Divas. We're going to go into that track by Jay Lachey called Right to Left. Stay right there and don't move. GQ Palace, Love and Entertainment. It's butter, baby.
Oh, There's a party in my house, better not be late. Don't care who's coming, just as long as it's a straight like me. Hey, baby. Dance contest, we'll start with the boys. You know you're the winner when you hear the most noise. Got this. Hey, hey, hey. Everybody watching while I show you how my life is. Hey, baby. Touch your kisses, it like me. I see you looking at me, nobody's laughing at you. We are the tip, the party, we don't dispense. Tomorrow, swim in the ball, how about I do not look like. No matter, working up on your body.
There's no
time
when you play my song. Better put some room when you become
wrong. That's all right, that's all right.
I'm gonna find it somewhere. I know they got them hitting around. I'm gonna find them. Right. Now, Jay Lache, out of all your songs, which one is your favorite?
I have to go with Right to Left.
Okay, the one we just heard.
Yeah, because, you know, it has a laid-back feel and vibe to it, and I definitely love that. I love songs that you can just, you know, lay back and chill to, you know? So I definitely have to say that's my favorite.
And I have to ask you, because you have some very unique titles. What made you come up with that title? Right to Left.
Well,
that's like a two-step, you know. When you're in a club, you don't got to move all fast. You just do a little two-step.
Right.
And
exactly.
A line dance.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
exactly, Mom, exactly.
Right.
How did you come up with that title?
Well, you know, in the hook, it says, right to left. To the left, to the right. That's just how I got it. Right to left, left to right.
And it fit the song and the concept brilliantly, I must tell you. Brilliant.
Thank you.
That's definitely a two-step club banger right there. You got something good on your hands, Mom. I must tell you. You really, really
Thank
do.
Thank you.
You really
Yes,
do.
I know. Thank you.
You won numerous awards. You won trophies, scholarships, saving bonds.
Yes.
What category was they for? Or was it like one individual category? Or did each category serve its purpose for those awards?
Yeah, there are many different categories. I won some awards for singing. During my freshman year in high school, I won an award in choir, and I got to travel to Washington, D.C., I've won trophies for, you know, modeling, beauty pageants, and for performing at, you know, local talent shows and events. Yes, and I also got offered a scholarship while in my freshman year for singing because I did so well in choir, and, you know, my choir teacher is going to promote me. So I won a scholarship for that, yes.
Okay. Wow, so you do have a lot going on. We have a caller on the line for you.
Okay.
Hello, caller, are you there?
Hello.
Hello. Yeah.
Hi. Hi, Jayla. How are you?
Hi. I'm good. You?
I'm good.
Okay, who are
you
speaking
to? Oh, this is Lindsay. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Hi.
Go ahead.
I wanted to just call and give you, you know, I like the song Right to Left. I definitely love that song. And my Oh, you're welcome. The question was, being such a young, talented artist, like, how do you manage being, like, a child and having a life and then also, you know, the busy life of an artist, like, at the same time? Like, is it, like, how's it working out for you, basically?
Definitely, you know, it's a challenge sometimes. But, you know, like I said, I always, you know, find the balance time to fit in my fun time. And, you know, out of work because, you know, you can't be, you know, just strictly work where, you know, being young, you want to have fun, you know?
Yeah.
I definitely balance out my time. And I always make time to hang with my friends and, you know, hang out, go to the movies and mall, stuff like that.
Okay, that's good. That's good. Well, thank you for answering my question.
Oh, you're welcome.
Thank you for calling. We have another caller on the line for you, Jay Lache. Carla, are you there?
Hello?
Yes. You want to hear?
Hi. Hi. Hi, Jose. It's Mona, actually.
Hi, Mona.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good.
Actually, I just got a text from your brother to say call it here, and I just wanted to say it's great to speak to you finally. Yeah, I worked with your brother on a couple of occasions, so, you know, actually have a song with him, and I really, really look forward to actually meeting you, and I respect your work, and I really love what you do.
Thank you. I look forward to meeting you as well, and the song you did with him was bomb. I liked it.
Oh, thank you.
I'll play it every day.
We got to get your brother on here, too.
I actually look forward to working with you.
Too.
We do. I look at the whole family. They are such a talented family.
You know, exactly. Mom, is there anything you doing we don't know about? Come on. Is it the acting, the singing, modeling? Let us know.
I'm here. I mean, everybody, like, y'all are actually really, really talented, and, you know, like I said, I listened to, he's, you know, let me hear some of your work, and there was a song, too, that I can't remember the name of it, but I played it at, like, 12 o'clock in the morning one time, and I was just bumming to it. Like, it was just great. I was so up. Like,
I
it was just awesome.
Thanks. And I look forward to working with you as well.
Yeah, we need to get together, so, you know, we'll change contact and everything. But, yeah, I just wanted to call in and let you know that.
All right, thank you.
All right, I'll see you, soon.
All right.
All right, bye.
We have another caller for you, Jay Lachey.
Okay.
Caller, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, you have Jay Lachey on the line, GQ Palace Radio. You have a question for Jay Lachey?
Hey, hi. Jayla, this is Larry. You know, I'm always on the line, you know?
Oh, hi.
Hey, what's up? So just calling in and listening, you know?
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that. I do.
Right.
Okay.
Well, I mean, I don't have much I have to say that, you know.
Okay.
You have a question for Jay Lachey? Go ahead, say your question.
What did you say now?
You have a question for Jay Lachey?
I hang with her brother, you know what I'm saying? So I don't really have much to say. I see her every now and then. So, I mean, we talk. So it's like it's not really too much to say, you know? So.
Yeah. All right, so she's like the baby.
Yeah, I'm just a supportive fan, you know.
Oh,
you know,
yeah. Of course, yeah. You know, there's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
All right, we want to thank you for calling.
Thank you.
All right.
Jay Lachey, you have my phone lines lit up. We have another caller for you. Put that caller on the air. Hello. Yes, you have a question for Jay Lachey?
Yes,
hi.
I do. Hi, dear.
Okay.
How are you?
I'm good.
That's good. This is Boss Lady from the GQ family.
Oh,
okay,
how
that's
you?
Boss Lady. She's with the GQ family.
Yeah, I am.
Hi, Boss Lady.
Hi, Mom.
Hello. How you doing?
I'm good. Sweetheart, I just want to let you know that you are very, very talented. You are very gifted and very blessed, and you need to keep on the right track and stay on that track. Mom, you are doing an excellent job. You have given her a solid foundation, and we are so thankful to have her on the show.
Thank you very much.
We love you guys very much. Anytime, you're welcome back.
Thank you.
Well, we love you guys, too, and thanks for having us.
Yes, thank you.
All right, good night.
All right,
all
good
right,
night.
Boss,
all right.
We have another caller on the line. Caller, are you there?
Yes.
Okay, you have a caller. You have a question for Jay Lachey?
Yes, this is T with the GQ family as well.
Okay, we have another GQ family member.
Hello. I just want to say, hands down, you're right. If we had more young people like you, this world would be great. I mean, we lose so many of our young people because they're not positive like you.
Right.
And I just want to know what is your next move? I mean, seriously, are you going to make this a career of singing and, you know, doing sitcoms and everything?
Definitely. My goal is to make this a career because I'm so passionate about it, you know. But, you know, definitely education is important as well. So, you know, I'm definitely going to continue with education as well.
I definitely
want to make this a career. That's my main goal. And, you know, I pray that this actually happens and take off. And I will be so, I will be so excited if you do.
I'm sure. Now, another question. Are you planning on staying in your current state now when you get older, or are you going to move on? I don't think Mom is going to let you get too far away from her, which I wouldn't either.
She's ready to go far for me.
She can't wait
to know she can be gone.
But you know what? Yeah. They say that now.
Right.
But you know, like me, my kids, they said the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Now they wish that they was closer to Mom, you know.
Right. Yeah.
Because
that's
you
true.
Think that it's easy out there. I mean, even with you having what you have and what you're doing, it's still going to be rough, baby. Trust me.
Right.
trust me, this road is not easy at all.
No.
You know, but I'm glad that you're doing what you're doing and how you're doing it. And, you know, being a respectable young woman, that's a plus. That's an A plus, you know. And like I say, I give props to your mother, too, because if it wasn't for her, you wouldn't be here now.
Right.
That's true. Thank you.
You know, keep up the good work, sweetheart. You know, and you're definitely blessed. Your mother is blessed. Your family is blessed from what I hear.
Yes, thank you.
I just want to tell you, your voice is beautiful. Your songs are beautiful. And I will be getting them. And you keep up the good work. And much love to you and your family.
All right.
Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Appreciate it.
Not a problem.
All right.
All right. Thanks for calling, T. We have another caller for you, dear.
Oh, okay.
Caller, are you there?
Hello.
Hello. Yes, who am I speaking to?
This is Tashi.
Hi.
Oh, Tashi.
Hi, Jay Lachey.
Tashi was just one of our future guests, one of our guest general question guests on the air today. And did she have a topic? But right now, we into you. You have a question for Jay Lachey. We're going to get to your topic, Tashi.
Yes, I have two questions, one for Jay Lachey and one for her mother. First,
okay.
For the mom. I want to ask you, being a mother, I know you're kind of protective over your daughter and everything. Is there any advice you can give to other parents that are, like, representing their kids with their careers, or, you know, if they're interested in acting or singing, anything like that? Because I know, you know, you have to be real careful with that.
Right. Well, you have to just go for it, but hold your kids tight. Keep them by you. You
mm-hmm.
know, and that's what I did, because when I see my kids that time, and I made sure if that's what they really wanted to do, I just went for it.
Okay.
And I held them tight. You know, you got to watch out
yeah.
for people and the industry and everything. But they, you know, when people see them, they see me.
Oh, they
always.
See you first. That's right.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So that's right. But, you know, you just have to go for it. I mean, go all out for it.
Okay.
And you know, like I said, I've been doing this for years. It's been I think maybe 10, 11 years now, I believe.
Oh, okay. So
and
you're her manager.
Exactly. That's all I just
yeah.
have to say.
Yeah.
Yes,
like that.
That's
yeah.
right.
Someone like that. But I'm the one that's always there, you know.
Uh-huh.
In the background and or in the front ground, I'm there with both.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, definitely. And to
mm-hmm.
Jay Lachey, can you take
yes.
my son to the prom? No, but also with writing your music, when you write, do you need the music first or do the words come first?
Really either way, but usually I write with a beat. But like if I'm like having something in my mind, then I just write down, you know, random lyrics that come to my head, but usually when I write with the beat.
Okay. Okay,
yes.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And if you do
thank
want to
you.
Take him to the prom, just get in touch with Rich and...
She's trying to get that son to the prom. You know what? You hear that, Mom?
I hear her now. I'll be here watching.
Okay, y'all have a blessed one.
We have another caller on the line for CJ Lachey. Caller, are you there?
Hello.
Hello.
Can you hear me?
Yes, who's calling?
Okay.
Yes.
This is Andra. Can you hear me?
Hi.
Yes, we have Jay Lachey on the line.
Hi. Hello, Jay Lachey. This is
yes.
Andra. I just want
hi.
To let you know that I really like your music. I think you're very talented. But I do
thank
have
you.
Two questions for you. One
uh-huh.
of my questions is, will you also include your roots as far as R&B? And then my second question is, do
mm-hmm.
you see yourself going to either a school or college for dramatic arts and music?
Well, actually, you know, I'm looking into that right now. I really would like to go to an arts college or, you know, something that,
mm-hmm.
you know, works with the arts, or even if I go to college, I would like to major in arts.
Mm-hmm.
And definitely there's always room for improvement, you know, when in everything you do, dancing, singing,
you know, whatever it is, there's always room for improvement. You can't get, you know, enough training. So, yeah,
right.
There's definitely room for improvement.
Awesome. What about the roots of R&B? I know that that was at one point one of your genres.
Yes, yes, definitely. Well, growing up, I listened to, like, a lot of old school. So, you know, a lot of old school, you know, entertainers inspire me. So
mm-hmm.
I wanted to think R&B also. So I still do some R&B as well as pop.
Okay. Sounds great.
Yeah.
And congratulations
Thank
to
you.
You and your mother.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling. We have another call on the line, Jay Lachey.
Okay.
Caller, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, you have Jay Lachey on the line, GQ Palace Radio. You have a question for her?
Yeah, Jay Lachey, what's going on? It's Focus. How you been doing? You been doing
Hi,
good?
Hi, how are you? Yes, good.
Okay, how your music career going and modeling and everything that you're doing?
Yeah, everything's moving along. It's picking up. Everything's great.
Okay, that's what I like to hear. We got to do a collab. Can we get a collab going soon since we're staying in town?
Yeah, definitely. Hit me up.
I most definitely will. I want you and your brother on the track. You know, I'll make a track or whatnot, and we can kill it.
Let's do it.
Okay.
It's going to cost you.
Yeah, tell him, Mom. Let him know.
Oh, it's going to cost me? It's going to cost me?
No,
it's supposed to be like a...
Wait a minute. I'm just kidding. I'm kidding.
I'm supposed to be a friend of the family. You know?
Hey.
I'm just kidding.
Tell him it's business. Nothing personal.
Yeah, it's business. Yeah, that's true.
She's just kidding.
It's
that's true.
Business, business over pleasure.
But this is live entertainment here.
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool. You know I had to call in and show you some love, though. So this your boy,
definitely.
Focus.
I appreciate it.
All right, no problem. This your boy, Focus, just hollering at my people for a little while. You know, I'm proud of you. Keep doing it. Doing it big. You and your brother. And thanks, Mom, for the opportunity for, like, letting me be a part of the cipher that y'all had going
on. You're welcome.
So I appreciate
that. And you did
that,
a great
job.
Thank you.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that. So, you know, I just wanted to stop by and say, you know, I got mad love for y'all, and y'all enjoy this beautiful interview.
Thank you.
Oh, no problem.
Thanks
no problem.
A lot for calling, Focus.
All right, thank you.
All right.
We have another caller, Jay Lachey. Caller, are you there?
Hello?
Yes.
This is Jessica. Can you hear me?
Yes,
Hi.
You can hear you have Jay Lachey on the line. Go ahead, you have
okay.
a question for Jay Lachey?
I sure do. I don't know if you can hear me. I'm getting over a cold, but I just wanted to call and first say to the mom, I just want to give honor to you because you are doing an excellent job with this young lady.
Thank you very much.
Yes, I know it's difficult, but Jay Lachey, you really seem to be a beautiful young lady with a beautiful spirit who makes beautiful music. So just keep it up. And my question
you
are quite welcome. My question is, what are your top, who are your top three musical influences, female? And have you met them yet? Do you plan to meet them?
I would definitely have to say Beyonce. She's a great entertainer. I have yet to meet her, but I plan to one day. I would say Jhené Cole. She's a very soulful singer, and I love her music. I like Rihanna as well, and I will have to say Alicia Keys.
Okay. All right. Well, I hope you get to meet all of these people. You are on your way, girl.
Thank you.
So congratulations, and keep up the good work, and God bless you.
Thanks. You too.
All right. Bye bye.
All right.
Wow, Jay Lachey, you have my phone line lit up. I'm like, okay, you got a fan base. But what I want you to do right now, you know, just for this part, is let everybody know, you know, your contacts, you know, where they can hear your songs at and everything. If you have a website, tell them that. You know, let them know your information.
Okay. Well, if you want to know more about me, you can hit me up on Twitter at It's Jay Lachey. That's I-T-S. JALASHAY. You can hit me up on Facebook, Jay Lachey, and you can hear my music at ReverbNation.com/Jay Lachey.
Or Bandcamp.
Or Bandcamp.
Mm-hmm. You forgot about it.
We have another track we want to play, Sweet 16.
Okay.
Okay, but, you know, I want to talk to you a little more before we actually get into that track, you know.
Okay, cool.
Now, let me ask you a question. I asked a couple of people this question, and I want to, you know, really see your answer. If you had to compare yourself to one of the artists that's out today, who would you compare yourself to?
Honestly, no one. I feel like I'm in a category by myself, you know. I have my own style, my own, you know, the way I record, the way I do things. I have my own style, so I don't really compare myself or put myself in the same category as anyone out today because, you know, as I grow with this, I want to be an individual artist. You know, I don't want to be compared to anyone or, you know, put in the same category.
I love that answer, Jay Lachey, because you have artists that's actually older than you that been in the music industry, and they will actually compare themselves with somebody. See, you know, I explain, if somebody compared themselves, then they are actually, they're not original.
Yeah.
You understand?
Yeah.
So you actually comparing yourself to someone. And
for
you to be so young and to answer that question like that, you know, it's like you letting other artists know, like, that answer that question, like, wow, okay, maybe I should have said the answer, because they comparing themselves to somebody which they're supposed to be original.
Right. And that should never go down.
Exactly. But you know what? I want to get into that track, Sweet 16.
Okay.
Would you like to tell us something about it before, you know, we get into it?
Yeah. Sweet 16 is a song that I wrote when I was 15.
Oh, wow.
It's a track that Disney-like. It's really fun. It's for the teens, you know. You know, it's a party song, definitely. And, you know, it's a song for teens that teens can have fun to and, you know, just, you know, rock out.
Okay. Okay, what we're going to do right now, you have something else you want to say, Jay Lachey, before I introduce your track?
Yes.
Oh, I thought,
what's up, everybody? This is Jay Lachey, and this is my single, Sweet 16. Check it out.
All right. Stay right there and don't move. GQ Palace, love and entertainment, baby. It's butter.
This is a GQ Palace exclusive.
Jay Lachey.
Yes.
Wow. Wow. That's all I can say. That's all I can say to your track is wow. So you were 15 and you did that track. Well, that was like a 16th birthday track to yourself or something? Was it like, okay, I'm going to do a track for my 16th birthday? Hmm?
It actually was.
Oh, okay. Now, I did my homework on you.
Uh-huh.
And I noticed you featured in a lot of tracks with people. How did it feel? How was the experience dealing with that, with other people featuring on their tracks?
I love collabing with people, you know, especially if they're talented. You know, I love putting talent and talent together because when you do that, you get, like, an amazing outcome. So, you know, definitely I love doing that. It's just, you know, fun.
Okay. Now, this question is for you and Mom.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Have y'all ever considered doing, like, a collaboration with your brother? Something with your brother in terms of...
Uh-huh.
Yeah, in terms of doing, like, music or anything? Did you ever think about that, Mom?
Oh, yes. They get together sometimes and they write and they lay down tracks. I think he has one of them that they did together.
Yeah.
It was years ago. Mm-hmm. Right, it was years ago. But, I mean, they didn't do it, like, together in the, you know, studio at the same time, but they kind of put it together. You know, she did her part, and then he came in and did his. And this was years ago. And the song is really nice, but they're talking about doing more, you know, more things together in the near future.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. All right, that's good. That's good. You know, keep it all in the family also. You know, that's a good thing. We have a caller on the line for you, Jay Lachey.
Okay.
Caller, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, you have Jay Lachey on the line. This is GQ College Radio. You have a question?
Yes, I would like to know, would you ever do a song with Rihanna? And if so, why would you?
Yes.
And I love your music, by the way.
Thank you so much. I actually would do a song with her. Her style is mad dope, and I love it. You know, she's, you know, edgy. You know, I would do a song with her because I think that, you know, our voices are completely different, and if you put our voices on the same track together, that's something amazing. Like, you got...
Oh, yeah,
you got something hot. So definitely...
Most definitely. Well, you got any other movies? Anything else you're gonna be in coming up?
Yes. I'm filming a movie right now as we speak. It's gonna be coming out early next year. And so be on the lookout for that. And I have my mixtape coming out early next year as well.
Okay, Jay Lachey, holding it down. I can't wait for you to blow the TV up and everything up. Hold it down.
Yes, thank you. I will.
All right,
thank you.
All right, mother.
Wow. Jay Lachey, for you to be 16 years old, you have a lot of things going for you, you know?
You.
And it's good the way you got everything organized with your school and your friends, you know, so you don't let that come in between that school business, because I know Mom's not trying to hear that no way. You understand?
Oh, no.
Coming between the school.
No, she's not.
We almost out of time. We almost out of time. But
okay.
I really, really want to thank you for joining us tonight, Mom.
And
I really do appreciate you have taken the time out to get on the show and just being there for us and everything. You know.
We're welcome.
It's time. Thank you so much. And like Boss Lady said, y'all are welcome back anytime. If you ready to do your son, all you got to do is you got my private line, call Rich.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, I'm ready to do this show with my son. Because whoever I have scheduled, I'm pushing them back. I'm letting them know on the air. I'm pushing them back.
Okay.
So I'm going to push them back to get your son on the line. Because I got a real good thing going on here. Is there any shout-outs you want to give, Jay Lachey? Would you like to give out?
Yeah, definitely. Well, first of all, shout-out to
you and the GQ, the whole GQ family, thank you so much for, you know, letting me be on your radio. Shout out to, you know, the whole team, Jayla Shay, John Q, my mother, my brother, Shamiz, Nikki, Devin, Gerald, everybody who's helped me through all of this. Just thank you.
And Howard.
And you know what else I would like for you to do? When that mixtape do drop, and Mom, and when that movie do come out, I would love for y'all to come back. I really would, just so we could talk about it and, you know, get to know what else is going on. You understand?
Okay.
All right.
Yeah,
like I said, would you like to give
like
that? Yeah, because I don't have no problem with that. Like I said, I love the way y'all got everything. Mom, the way you got everything organized, how you going about doing it. And this way, Jay, like I said, you don't have to worry about anything because your mom's ain't going to let nobody steer you wrong. You
right.
That's right.
Exactly.
Well, thank
but
you guys
what I would
for
like
having
for
us.
You to do, mm-hmm. Oh, thank y'all for coming by. What? Jay Lachey, I really would like for you to give that information to the people one more time before you go, if that's all right. Because you have some people
right.
that just came on the line, and but uh-huh. I want you to give that information to them so they could just catch you on Twitter and whatever else you got.
Cool, yeah. Hit me up on Twitter at @itsjaylashay. That's itsjaylashay. Hit me up on Facebook, Jay Lachey. Want to hear more of my music? Hit me up on ReverbNation.com/Jay Lachey and Bandcamp.com/Jay Lachey.
All right. Jay Lachey, Dons and Divas. Jay Lachey, yeah. Moms, thank you once again for joining us.
Thank you.
It was an honor. You know, it was really an honor.
Thank you.
Coming
thank
up
you
next,
too.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you. Thank
you, guys.
Thank you. Coming up next.
Okay, bye-bye.
We have one of the biggest promoters in the building. My Swagger is Crazy. Here to tell us about how it's going down, how he got started, and his up-and-coming events. He will also be giving out tickets to his next big event, Watch the Throne, at the Paradise Theater. November 25th. So stay right there and don't move. GQ Khaled, love and entertainment. It's butter, baby.
Yes, I did. So I packed it up and brought it back to the crib. Just a little something to show you how we live. Everybody doing it, but it ain't that serious. Mm-hmm. That's that shit. So if you gon' do it just like this.
Did you realize that you are a champion?
You don't see just how wild the crowd is. You don't see just how fly my style is. I don't see why I need a stylist when I shop so much I can speak Italian. I don't know, I just want it better for my kids. I ain't saying we was from the project, but every time I wanna lay away all the deposit, my dad would say, when you see clothes, close your eyelids. We was sorta like Will Smith and his son. In the movie, I ain't talking about the rich ones. Cause every summer, he'd get some brand new head, brand team to get rich from. And I don't know what he did for dough, but he'll send me back to school with a new wardrobe. And hey, I think he did, when he packed it up and brought it back to the crib. Just a little something to show you how we live. Everything I wanted, man, it seems so sick. That's that shit. So if he gon' do it just like this.
Did you realize that you are a champion?
When it feels like living's harder than dying. For me, giving up's way harder than trying. Lauryn Hill said her heart was in Zion. I wish her heart still was in rhyming. Kids gon' listen to, huh? I guess me if it isn't you. Last week I paid a visit to the institute. They got the dropout keeping kids in the school. I guess I clean up my act like Prince of Doom. If not for the pleasure, least for the principal. They got the CD, then got to see me drop them like I dropped out of PE. They used to feel invisible. Now they know they invincible.
Hey.
Did you realize So I packed it up and brought it back to the crib. Just a little something to show you how we live. Everybody want it, but it ain't that serious. That's that shit. The rookies don't do it just like this. Like this.
What's good, Dons and Divas? We have Swagger in the building. Phone lines are open. 646-200-3838. Press 1 to speak to Swagger, or just stay on the line and listen to the show. Swagger, welcome to GQ Palace.
What's up, GQ? First of all, I want to say I thank God for this opportunity, and I thank y'all for having me.
Yo, we appreciate you for being here and taking out this time. You know, because I know you're a busy man and all, you understand. But before we even get started, you can let them know, because I had people asking me about the tickets for the Paradise, you can let them know about that real fast, and we're going to get into, you know, what's going on with you, and then we're going to bring that up, because I'm pretty sure you're going to have callers in calling about those tickets and ask you questions about the promotion business.
Okay. The next event is Watch the Throne. Black Friday edition at the Paradise Theater. Tickets is $20. This event is powered by three other powerful promoters, Hennessy Entertainment, Play the Game Entertainment, or the Rocks Entertainment. You know, it's about the grown and sexy, and we keep it real all the time. Come out, have a good time. You can hit me up at 917-553-7308 or BBME 3286-CBC1.
All right. And if any of y'all missed the show, you can go to the archives at blogtalkradio.com and punch in GQ Palace, and you can catch that number again, which we're going to say it, and we're also going to mention it next week on the show.
Okay.
So, Swagger,
what's up, bro?
Why don't you tell the audience a little something about yourself?
Well, you know, I'm real laid back about my business, you know what I'm saying? I try to stay about my business and keep my business to myself, you know what I'm saying? I've been in this game on and off for 20 years. I just celebrated my 25th anniversary June of this year. You know, I had a black and white affair. That was crazy at the tie-in on the riverbank. And
okay.
You know, I've been in and out for like 20 years. You know, some people don't know me, so they think I just started this. You know what I'm saying? But I go back to when my first DJ was DJ Reggie Wells. And that's a legend.
Oh, okay.
You know, for you all to
right,
be dealing
right.
with somebody like that, you got to know something.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
That's how I go back.
Exactly.
All right.
Now, doing promotion is like a self-employed business because you still got to get on your grind. How do you go about that?
Oh, yeah, man. Oh, yeah. It's all about your grind. You know what I'm saying? It's all about what you want out the business. You know what I'm saying? Everybody get in this business for different reasons. And I'm not knocking nobody, but I know what I'm in it for. You know what I'm saying? I'm all about having a good event with good people and being safe. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
And that's what it's about. You know, some people want to get in because they want to stand in the VIP section with their little crew and pop bottles and all that other mess. I'm not knocking you. Do you. But, you know, I'm about it a whole different way. You know what I'm saying? I do it for me, but I do it more for the people because I like to see people have a good time.
All right. Well, Swagger, what I want to do is I want to bring a caller in right now. I don't usually bring callers in this early, but with this caller, I have to make an exception to bring her in. I don't want to get in trouble, and I don't want you to get in trouble.
Okay.
Caller, are you on the line?
Yes, I am.
Who that?
Hello.
Who that? That's my baby boy. He's doing it. He's rocking it, baby. I am so proud.
All right. You
want to
know who that is, Swag? Yeah.
What's up, Mom?
That's what I said. I got.
Just wanted to say hi, baby. I'm proud of you, and you're doing your thing. God bless you.
I get it from you, Mom.
Okay, baby.
All right.
Okay, love you.
That's yo, Swag. I had to bring that. I had to bring that call in.
Uh-huh.
I wasn't playing. I don't play with moms.
Yeah, I'll play with
moms. I don't play with moms.
I don't play
moms want to get in. She passed everybody. No, moms
you know
go first.
I'm not, I'm going to be honest with you. I'm so blessed with her, you know what I'm saying, because she keeps me grounded, you know what I'm saying? And my mom is like my best friend, you know what I'm saying? When I go through, I could be going through something and don't even talk to her, and she'll call me and be like, what's wrong? I'd be like, damn, how you know something was wrong? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know what I'm
Mom's intuition.
Yeah.
That's how it is.
You
know, intuition.
And
that's
a lot of things I do and how I go about my business, I get from her. You know what I'm saying? And
yeah.
We talk, and we talk about my personal life, my business life. You know, it's good to have somebody in your corner like that. If you got your moms or your, you know what I'm saying, your moms, your pops or whatever, somebody
mm-hmm.
that you can holler at, because this is a stressful business.
You
know
it
what I'm saying? It's a stressful business.
It sounds like it really
I thank
is.
God for
I've been looking at promoters like, wow, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But, no, I applaud you because I know you're a busy man. I've been hearing about your party, so I know you guys like, you all over.
I'll be all over.
That's real talk. You all over.
You know, this business, you gotta be. It could be all over, but not all over. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You ain't got to attend every party. You ain't got to be dealing with every promoter. You ain't got to be having 1,000 people. You know what I'm saying? In your party to have, you know, just to be successful. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I tell people all the time, I'd rather have a good party any day with a whole bunch of nobodies or whatever than a party with somebody that think they somebody and they really not nobody.
Yeah, okay.
You know what I'm saying? No disrespect to nobody. That's just how I feel.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
You know,
now, you got something else you want to say?
No, get it.
Okay. Now, I want to ask you how you got started doing promotion.
Wow, how I got started? Well, I got started doing promotions. I used to go to this spot called the Crane Club every Sunday. Reggie Wells used to DJ. It was Reggie Wells, Lady D. Wells, shout out to Lady D. Wells, and Casey the Prince of Soul was the host. Shout out to Casey the Prince of Soul. And I used to go to every Sunday. And I used to hang out, you know what I'm saying? Me and my little crew, whatever I'm saying, we go down there, have our little drinks to get our little two-step on. And as I'm like, you know, if you go to a certain place, and you get a vibe, and people, you know, you start to meet different people.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? You meet different people, and they be like, you know, you talk to people, and you start learning. And one day, you know, I was talking to Reggie. I was like, I want to do a party. So he's like, what kind of party you want to do? I was like, I don't know. You know, I want to do a party.
So
then I talked to my man Mel. That was my first party. We had this thing called Fam Productions. And we and him got together, and we did our first party, Reggie Wells and Lady D. Wells is the DJ, Casey the Prince of Soul was the host, and we had a comedy show before the party at a spot called MK's on her 19th between 3rd and Lexington. And
okay.
Once I did that party, it was like, it just went. You know, I went out, you know, and I tell people all the time, you know, you could know a lot of people, that don't mean a lot of people want to attend your events.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
You could know the world, but are they coming to your events? You got to give people what they want.
That's true,
why I pick and choose the events I go to. I go, it's like being a DJ, a singer, entertainer. You go to see what the people want. So you go to this party, you know, you go to this event and see what's going on. How do people react to that? How they react to the DJ? How they react to the atmosphere? And you take it from there.
Yeah. Okay. Now, your promotional business, I know it's not an easy task because you have to get the flyers printed up, you know, get the people on their grind and sell the tickets. How do you go about doing that?
Man, let me tell you something. My designer for my flyers, P Vision Graphics, shout out to P Vision. They've been doing my flyers since I came back in, and that was 2 years ago. And everything starts with your flyer. Everything's tough, because I know me. If you give me a flyer and it looks crazy, I know I'm not going there. It takes time. You gotta have patience. You may get frustrated. You know, because you want to give your best. And me myself, anything I do, I'm gonna give 150%. So it's not to my liking. I don't care how many days it take me or P Vision to start and get that flyer done. We gonna do that. You know what I'm saying? And a lot of people think because you have a flyer, you get a venue, you can have a party. Nah, it takes more than that. You got to get out in the streets. You got to network. You got to be able to meet people, socialize with people. And you got to learn how to just blend in with any kind of atmosphere you go to. You know what I'm saying? You go to an event and it be a whole bunch of, say the majority is Chinese people. You got to learn how to blend in. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
2,500 Chinese people. If you get 25 or 30 of them people coming to your next event, I think a job well done.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Because you
okay.
got to socialize. You got to network. And it's all about how you carry yourself.
Exactly.
You can't go in there. How you speak, how you carry yourself is the type of crowd you're going to have in your parties, your events.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? If you come
that's
up and say, hey, ma, that's what you're going to have in your event. If you come, how you doing, this lady?
That.
How you feel? Oh, your outfit is nice. Then they'll be like, okay, he's a gentleman. So you're going to have women in your event.
Wow.
And it's hard. And people's picking about who they deal with and who parties they attend. But it's all about presentation, how you present yourself.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, if you was planning an event for someone, how much notice would you need to, like, plan that event?
Well, give me, to plan an event for somebody, I need at least 30 days of solid promotion. I'm talking about 30 days flyers in the street. Not 30 days, okay, and the flyers take a week to do when it's 3 weeks. No, I'm talking about 30 days flyers in the street.
All right.
And everybody grinding in 30 days. Everybody got their tickets, they got their flyers. You're on MySpace, Twitter, whatever, in 30 days, that's what I need.
All right. Well, Swagger, this is what I'm going to do, all right? Because, like I said, the Blog Talk radio station, it cut our show short.
Right.
Right? So I have people texting me right now. I have, like,
okay.
I don't know how many people texting me right now. Like, the show is going to go on the archives. But what I want to do is I want to bring you back next weekend because, as they're saying, because the show is supposed to give us an hour.
Right.
But it actually didn't give us an hour. It had cut us off short. And
okay.
I got people texting me saying they can't get through on the line.
Okay.
So I want to make an exception. I'm going to ask you one more question, and I'm going to end the show, excuse me, but I want you to come back next weekend.
Okay.
And we're going to start you off first.
Okay.
You understand? So we can get the people going on because Blog Talk Radio really messed up our switchboard and everything.
Right.
So I'm going to ask you one more question. Would you have a problem with coming back on next weekend?
No, not at all.
Okay, because I know my phone is just like people is texting me saying they can't get through. They can't get through. Because like I said, you got the Paradise tickets going on.
Right.
So I have callers on the line already that want to talk to you, but it's callers that want to call in for those tickets also in to talk to you. And they
right.
can't call in because the Blog Talk Radio had me set for 8 to end the show.
Right.
But what they did was they didn't expand it. They expanded,
right.
but only off the air.
Right.
So I do have a caller that want to ask you something, which will be on the archives.
Uh-huh.
And I definitely want you to come back in next week, so that's why I want to just end this show short. And what I'm going to do next weekend, I'm going to have you come on first, matter of fact, and I'm going to save the general question for last.
Okay.
So that's how I'm going to do that. And that'll be on the 11th.
All right. No problem.
Would you have a problem with that?
Not at all.
Okay, so like I said, they're hit on the archives, but I want them to hear it on the air and hear everything you have to say. So
right.
the questions I'm not even going to finish off these questions right now.
Right.
Okay,
okay,
but
we can
I do
make
have
happen.
Some callers. All right, no doubt. I appreciate, you doing this for me and everything, but I do have a caller on the line that wants to talk to you.
Okay.
All right, caller, are you there?
Yes.
Hey,
yes,
caller.
Yes, I am.
Okay.
Hey, this is T with the GQ team.
Okay, how you doing?
I'm good. What's up, my swagger is crazy.
Yeah, you laughing. Let me tell you a story real quick. Y'all got that name?
I was going to ask you, where did it come from?
That name, believe it or not, that name came from last year I had a Facebook page, right?
Uh-huh.
And like a week before I had a pink, I had a pink and white affair I was promoting,
Okay.
And somebody reported me to Facebook saying I was being disrespectful, and they shut my page down. So I got mad, and I said that's gonna be my new damn name. My flag is crazy. No grind, no shine. FOH meaning fuck out of here. Like y'all can't stop me. Whatever the fuck y'all trying to do. But that's where the name came from. Y'all out there, serious. That's where the name came from. Everybody asked me, like, where did you get that name from? I'm like, I had a situation, and I was venting, and I was on Facebook, and they said, when you angry, don't go on Facebook. And that's how I got that name. I swore everything I love. And people ask me, they'd be like, where did you get that long ass name from? And I tell them, they'd be like, yo, you something wrong with you.
No, actually, I love it. Actually, I love it. But my question to you is, okay, you said you just had a 20-year anniversary?
Yes.
That means you not no young boy.
Nah, I'm not young. Nah, I ain't gonna say I'll be 46 March 4th, 2012.
Oh, what's up, Pisces?
Yeah.
Oh, I know we can get along then.
Yeah.
I know we can get along very well. I'm Pisces too, honey.
I'm far from young.
But you say you've been doing this for over 20 years?
Yes.
I mean, is this what you plan on doing the rest of your life?
If I do it, I'm going to the next level with it.
Okay.
Because, you know, it's different types of promotion.
Right.
Like, I want to do concerts now. You know,
okay.
I got a female team, Shades of Beauty. Shout out to Shades of Beauty.
Okay.
They want to do stuff for the kids. They want to do stuff for the community. So we're expanding besides partying.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
That sounds like a winner.
You know, I got my man, MC Ran, my brother's Keep Entertainment. He's coming out with his own clothing line for the spring.
Uh-huh.
You know, I got Diva Swag, Sinful Ladies. I got teams under me. I got Butterflies Entertainment.
Okay.
And we all just, you know, I'm that person. I don't want you under me all the time. Do what you got to do, what you
got
to do. And I'm going to support you, whatever you do.
So are you married?
Who, me? No, I ain't doing that no more.
Whoa,
I ain't
taking
doing that
no more. Taking it to another level.
Shut
right
up,
there.
Rich. I mean, don't I supposed to ask questions?
Swag is crazy, huh?
Yo, Rich, you dead.
Yo, your swagger is crazy. You don't even got to be seen. It's like, my swagger is crazy. There's nothing to be, like, there is no more to be said. The swagger is crazy.
Nah, I'm not married.
Oh, okay.
Wow.
No, brother. I mean, gosh. I mean,
Yo,
my
Rich,
you're
an agitator, Rich.
Huh?
Rich, an agitator.
Yo, Swag, you got to come back on next week. See, matter of fact, she is part of the GQ family, and she's the one who do the general question. So, I'm glad you're on the line, because this is what we're going to have to do next week, because like I just told Swagger, we're not even on the air. That what's being aired now is going to go on the archive so people can hear. So we have to call our GQ general question person and tell them they're going to have to come on next week, because we definitely got to have Swagger on at 6 o'clock because, you know, he's doing his thing, he's promoting. And I'm getting people texting me saying the number that they're calling is not going through because the show is off. So what we're going to do is...
I'm getting hit up, too. I mean, you know, I'm getting hit up, too. Why can't we talk to him?
Exactly. So I want to put Swagger on for 6 o'clock on the 11th. And we'll do Swagger, Mike J, and Super Lover C.
We're going to do that. We're going to give away them tickets, too. We're going to give away them tickets. And, I want to thank y'all for having me on the show. And y'all got me a stitch right now.
I do apologize.
Can I request for you to be my friend on Facebook?
Yes, you can, sweetie.
Thank you, baby.
Yo, Swag, I am so... Right now, I'm not going to lie to you. It's a part of me that's just so burnt at the Blog Talk Radio right now. But
it's
another
part
of me that's glad that you came on and was still doing this. That's why I really, really need you to come back next week on the 11th at 6 o'clock, because I'm going to have you on. I'm going to have Mike J on. He's an R&B singer who got a single coming out called GMS. And I'm going to have Super Lover C and Casanova Rudd on that weekend, too.
Okay.
You understand?
Let's make it happen.
So
you know what I'm saying?
I definitely want you to come on November 11th. I'm going to repost everything on Facebook, Twitter, Global 14. Like I said, everybody will hear everything on the archives, but I'm just upset for the simple fact that we're not actually on the air.
Right.
Because, like I said, Jayla Shay, she had a lot of things going. You know, she's a young artist and everything.
Yeah, yeah. I caught the end of her interview, and she sounded like she got her head on right. I like that.
She got a lot of things going. But I definitely, definitely need you to come back on 11th, and you're going to start it off. We're going to start you off at 6 o'clock.
I'm trying to get on the icons now. I don't know where the hell I'm at. I'm like, you know, listen, this is shit. This part of life right here, I already know about this shit. Yeah.
See, I see
like,
why you got kicked off of Facebook.
I'm like, shit. Oh, I ain't gonna lie. I was a hot ass mess. Oh Lord.
Wow.
I tell you all the time.
I really hope I didn't waste your time with this.
Nah, bro. Listen, it's one thing I learned about this business. Shit happens.
Yeah.
Shit happens.
Exactly.
And you can't get mad at it. You can get mad at it. Well, you
not
gotta let that
point.
Shit roll off for you, and you take flight to the next motherfucking landing.
Yeah. I'm like, my switchboard operator had to calm me down. The producer had to calm me down. I'm like, yo, what is going on here right now? You know?
Like I said,
yo,
shit happens. It ain't gonna be the first time this shit happened. Shit, you can forget about that shit.
I know, I got to keep my composure on this, you know what I mean? But that's what they tell me, they're like, just relax. The show will start such and such. I'm like, it's supposed to have started like 15 minutes ago.
Man,
I'm just like in an uproar, man. Really in an uproar.
This is what you do. Anytime something gets at you like that, you say, Swag says shit happens. And watch it. Like, okay.
I'm going to definitely do that. You know what I'm saying? But I don't even want to go no further with the interview because I want to hold, you know,
yeah,
what I want to say to you for next week.
Okay.
Yeah, because I don't even want to start it because whether they go to archives or not, when they go to the archives, they're going to hear what's being said and everything. And I don't want nothing being said on the archives. I want it done on the air.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So we're going to repost everything on Facebook and Twitter and everything and get those calls rolling in so you can say what you got to say. But we're definitely going to start you off at 6 o'clock on the 11th.
Okay, I got you, bro. Just keep me posted and make it happen.
All right, no doubt.
All right.
Thanks for
all right.
this,
Swag.
I'm going to definitely hit you up.
All right, sweetie. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Well, Dons and Divas, that's it for tonight's show. I want to thank my guests for coming out and showing the GQ Palace love. Miss Tashi Main with the GQ General Question, 16-year-old J. Lachey. Don't forget to go on Reverb Nation and check her out. Her tracks is crazy. I also want to thank my Swagger is crazy. He's promoting those tickets. We're going to have him back next week. In reference to those tickets that's going on for the Paradise Theater on November 25th, I also want to thank y'all for being so patient in dealing with the technical difficulty that we had going on. Swagger is doing big things. Don't forget, he'll be back here on the 11th at 6 p.m. to talk to y'all about his promotion and what's going on and to give away those tickets to the Paradise Theater. All right? So tune in next week. GQ Palace, Love Entertainment, it's butter, baby. Back
and forth through the night. Regardless what I said, I don't mean most of it. You know I really love you, this the realest gon' get. It takes time to realize what you really want and don't. You was ready for it all, but your feelings I ignored. I know my fault, I should've gave more. Now your mouth's away and I'm out on tour. Now it's drums playing, crowd singing, life changing. Wish you was here to witness all that I saw saying. They say two wrongs don't make it right, and I was wrong, now it ain't right.
Cause she's far, far.